Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. I love spring, but I struggle with allergies, which are not the most fun. Luckily, with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, I can say bring on the blooms and face allergies head on. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. I'm obsessed with Kleenex. I always have a box of tissues nearby. I'm always carrying them in my purse. I feel like that prepared friend. But I do have allergies. You could probably hear it in my voice this time of year. You know, we're struggling out here, okay? But if I'm going to be rubbing this tissue on my face, you know, I have makeup on. I want it to be like soft and comfortable. I don't want to like, be ripping up my nose. And that is why I love the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, because they'd get the job done. They're non-irritating. They are just the go-to. I mean, doesn't everybody love Kleenex? I feel like I grew up using Kleenex. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Well, we keep rolling along, and if you want to keep rolling along, you'll put some Castrol in the crankcase. Your automobile, stronger under pressure. Engines can lose up to 10% of performance due to friction. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium transforms under pressure. Keep the metal parts from rubbing and robbing and stealing your thunder. Three times. Three times stronger against viscosity breakdown than leading full synthetics. It is the Edge. It's the best. It is Castrol Edge, everybody.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At the Technical and Creative Arts Aces, held earlier this month, awards were given out in the following broadcasting categories. Best Front Cell.
You're rocking with the Toolbox, the station that feels like vacation. Inside another free ride, be sure to tune in this evening for the Van Halen Vault. Every weeknight at 6, from 1984 to OU812, we got an hour of Sam and Dave, brought to you by Guitar Center. Get to Guitar Center now for overpriced gear and employees with attitudes. It's their annual, it's still way too expensive, and I can't find a place to park sale. Going on now at Guitar Center. We got traffic and weather together, sunny skies in the Southland. While the rest of the country freezes, we got 74 degrees. It's nice, but we are running out of water. Right now, be caller 105 and you'll win lunch for two at Outback Steakhouse. Outback, now serving kangaroo. Cuckoo Ka-Choo, music from Rick Derringer, Jethro Tull, and the Lovin' Spoonful next hour. Got just enough time to tell you that this set of the hits is brought to you by Bed Bath & Beyond. Go beyond the bed and the bath. That's right, check out the hallway. Tomorrow's another Two for Tuesday, double shots of that classic rock all day, baby. Here's a band that we won't play on Two for Tuesday, because they only got one song. It's like they said, hey, if we only get one song, let's really make it count. Let's also give ourselves a really dumb name, like Sugarloaf on the Toolbox.
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly.
Best intro joke.
And now, he likes boobs like he likes his walls. Load-bearing, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Mike must have the day off. probably at a funeral for one of his customers.
Cancellation.
Some free time in the morning. Well, I don't mean customers. I do mean funeral.
All right.
Sportscaster of the Year.
Ow!
brother, time for the Waterhouse Update, brought to you by the Rutger Hauer Hour, the talk show that is not screwing around. Women's World Cup Soccer, USA, like Kamala Harris with three loosely related facts, they just keep coming at you. England had as much chance as a straight pride parade in West Hollywood. If the U.S. women win the cup Sunday, Trump brought tanks to D.C. to keep them from entering the White House. That's Soccer Wrap-Up, brought to you by Dice Krispies. Start every morning with a gamble. South America's pastime, baseball. Yankees played Boston in London and ground them up like an angry waiter demoted to the pepper mill. Said a local cricket fan after game number one, only 6 hours and it's already over. I want my money back. Seventh inning stretch, Wright said Fred, saying, take me out to the ball gag store. NBA, the Brooklyn Nets signed Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and DeAndre Jordan. Meanwhile, the New York Knicks dropped their car keys down a sewer grate. Competitive eating! Even I don't call that. That item sponsored by Appointment, the app that delivers ointment to your door exactly when you need it.
Best radio request.
I do love this about Led Zeppelin, when you call in and you have to request a song. Hey, man, can I hear that one about the, it's called The Purple Alligator, and it's she's got a purple, oh, it's called Come On Babe, Come Around the Block, or Come On the Merry-Go. Can I request a Led Zeppelin song? This one is called Torn Achilles. Shit. Cut, Misty, Hoppy, God damn it, Hoppy, IPA? I'll tell you what, let me just scrap the lead. Banana, banana, bum, bum, banana, let me take, this is called Let Me Take You to the Movies, Let Me Take You to the Woodshed, shit, this, I wanna take you to the, let me take you to the movie, yeah, this is called I Wanna Take You to the Movies. No? Okay, wait. Forget it. Forget Led Zeppelin. Forget it. Fuck that. Fuck, I can't think anymore. I want to hear Bad Company's Bad Company off of the album Bad Company. Okay? Fuck it. I'm hanging up.
And Best Morning Zoo.
You have been banging that drum all day. I want to bang up my drum all day. Little John Rundgren in 22 minutes right here with Ass Crack and Back Sack in the morning. But that hurts, and you have popped the tap on another Ass Crack and Back Sack. H.R. Grievous.
Let me just jump in. It's 8:51 to 51 at the top of the hour. I'll tell you what, Back Sack.
Yeah, bub.
Why don't we just march it down the hall and walk into Jack Silver's office and see if we can just hash this thing out there in a commercial break.
Maybe we could do it. I'd like to do it because I want to do a show that's entertaining and free of any personal baggage.
Well, that's going to be difficult because you come in here like a Sherpa dragging baggage every single morning.
Ass Crack.
Yes, Back Sack.
Tell it to my Marconi Award, Bubba.
I have a daytime local Emmy, which I say is much better than Marconi Award. Plus, I was voted top 10 DJ in Spin and Hits and Radio and Dial magazine 9 years running.
I'm strong, man. I'm not easily offended. The reason I come here is to inspire people having a tough time getting out of bed in the morning. And if you think I am intimidated by your midday television Miami Emmy, I worked in South Florida. I worked at number one Y100, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, in the Palm Room. And I'm going to tell you something. I happen to be personal friends with Shotgun Tom Kelly. And that man has 6 Daytime Emmy Awards from local programming in San Diego. All kids shows. Because that man has a heart and a big hat. But he wants to raise those kids because the parents, sometimes sadly, aren't around to do it themselves.
So good.
I love the way he says shotgun.
Shotgun Tom Kelly.
And the pump. Boom.
I don't know. Shit. It's kind of what makes humans humans, and why you can't really describe things to other like cultures, yeah, or the other animals. Like, yeah, there's something it's, rhythmically, it's, whatever.
It's greater than the sum of its parts. Like, if you tried to describe it, if you did a great impression, it wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't, it all comes together.
It's one of those you had to be there moments.
Right. Or
had to listen
to or it. Or had to hear yeah. it. But either way, it is not something you could write.
No.
It's just there. And that's sort of why, probably why we love comedy and why we love Magic Johnson taking the ball down the court, improvise, like doing something. It's not something you could see coming or work out or script out. It yeah. just sort of is
those
in the moment.
Those moments are great. Like, I was thinking about Step Brothers, of all things, the other day, the movie Step Brothers, John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell. The scenes where they're sleepwalking, if you wrote that down, it would sound so fucking stupid. Like, two grown men sleepwalking, right. running into each other. It's goddamn hysterical.
All right, let's see what I don't know. Where are we
song
now?
Song of
we
the
got,
year four.
We got song of the year four. Here we go.
Actually, number four. Here we go.
Our fourth nominee for song of the year, The 12 Rants of Christmas.
On his first glass of Sangria, Adam rants at me about building codes from the city.
Straight no chaser.
On his second glass of Sangria, Adam rants at me
about two spoiled kids
and building codes from the city. On his third glass of Sangria, Adam rants at me.
Three dropped calls,
two spoiled kids
and building codes from the city. On his fourth glass of Sangria, Adam rants at me.
Four plates of carbs,
three dropped calls,
two spoiled kids
and building codes from the city. On his fifth glass of Sangria, Adam rants at me. Five freeway sucks.
Four plates of carbs,
three dropped calls,
two spoiled kids
and building codes from the city. On his sixth glass of Sangria, Adam rants at me.
6 hours of Fortnite.
Five freeway sucks.
Four plates of carbs,
three dropped calls,
two spoiled kids
and building codes from the city. On his seventh Sangria, Adam rants at me.
Seven socks that fill eight.
6 hours of Fortnite.
Five freeway
sucks. Four plates of carbs,
three dropped calls,
two spoiled kids
and building codes from the city. On his eighth glass of Sangria, Adam rants at me.
8 meals from Postmates,
seven socks that fill eight.
6 hours of Fortnite.
Five freeway sucks.
Four plates of carbs,
three dropped calls,
two spoiled kids,
and building codes from the city. On his ninth glass of Sangria, Adam rants at me.
9 veggie pizzas,
8 meals from Postmates,
7 socks that fill eight.
6 hours of Fortnite.
Five freeway
sucks. 4 plates of carbs,
3 dropped calls,
2 spoiled
little bastards,
and building codes from the city. On his 10th glass of Sangria, Adam rants at me.
10 lackeys slacking,
9 veggie pizzas,
8 meals from Postmates,
7 socks that fill eight.
6 hours of Fortnite.
5 freeway sucks.
4 plates of carbs,
3 dropped calls,
2 spoiled
you little bastard,
and building codes from the city. On his 11th Sangria, Adam rants at me.
11 flights on Southwest,
10 lackeys slacking,
9 veggie pizzas,
8 meals from Postmates,
7 socks that fill 8,
6 hours of Fortnite.
5 freeway sucks.
Oh my god! 4 plates of carbs,
3 dropped calls,
2 spoiled
sit your asses
kids,
down,
and building codes from the city. On his 12th glass of Sangria, Adam rants at me. 12 podcast tapings,
11 flights on Southwest,
10 lackeys slacking,
9 veggie pizzas,
8 meals from Postmates,
7 socks that fill 8,
6 hours of Fortnite.
5 freeway sucks.
Oh my god!
4 plates of carbs,
3 dropped calls,
2 spoiled
kids, 2 little bastards,
and building codes from the city.
Beautiful.
Those guys did all that live.
That was amazing.
And no one was holding a sheet of paper.
No, they're real good.
And I was like,
what they're doing.
Just just made up a bespoke song. Why don't you just like put it on a piece of paper?
And no
like,
need.
Well, we practice.
We're superheroes. Yeah. I went to see them last year after they came in, and we took the four-year-old, and it was magical. And a little plug, because they invited us back, they're going to be in Cerritos on the 28th in a couple days. So please go see them if you can. It is really an amazing experience.
Yeah, I totally agree. They're all good guys. And yes, you could hold a piece of paper because it's a podcast, sure. And who cares, and you made up the song. But it'll be better if you commit it to memory.
Yeah.
And there's a certain pride in doing that.
Absolutely.
And I just love that there's a super easy way out of this, but you're not taking it.
They don't do that.
I love that. So good straight note chaser. All right, let's see. We go on to rant of the year number 6.
I think it's best musical moment.
Right? We're actually
Sorry.
Come on.
We have to crown a winner.
We got a moonlight situation.
Take that champagne away from him.
Sorry.
Here is the nominations for best musical moment. We will crown the winner for song of the year at the end.
Okay.
The nominees for best improvised musical moment are Adam and AJ Benza for Harvey.
She was a Harvey girl. A lot of these girls have kept their mouths shut. That's part of the way you can see who's a Harvey girl.
I keep thinking of Charlie Girl.
Charlie.
Who beats off in a potted plant and they call him Harvey. Who drags reporters to basements of kitchen pow. Who beats off in the shower. Wow.
Remember
kinda
that?
Kind of loose and he's kind of fat and they call him Harvey.
Wow.
Rich Banks, get to work, man.
It smells like an Oscar Ace when nominee. You spray it on your neck. Yeah.
You gotta find that song.
Kinda ooh, kinda wow.
Yeah. Harvey.
Harvey. Kinda dick, kinda now. Harvey, wanna work in this town again and you'll start sucking. Harvey! Ba-da-ba-da-da-da.
Song writes itself. That's the easiest Simon Banks ever had.
So easy.
Dana Gould. For Jim Morrison, B-52's mashup.
Songs are written in people's cadences. Like, mm-hmm. like the Doors song, Riders on the Storm, is written in a B-52. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Hey there, toad, get out of that road. Riders on the Storm.
Yeah.
Into this house we're born.
When he's right, he's right.
Adam for Mac Davis tribute.
Hey, baby, don't. Oh man, it's kind of rambling from a futon. You know what I mean? Like it's like, listen, baby, like I'm not going to get up and ramble, but after you're done blowing me, I need you to ramble.
Show yourself the door.
Yeah, you ramble.
Girl, you're getting that look in your eyes.
You're hot. There's like you're a hot-blooded woman child or something. Yeah, see, you're getting hooked on me. You know, that's like, we've all had those conversations.
I ain't ready for no family ties.
Should have dedicated this to Christy when I had the chance.
But you shouldn't stop blowing me, which is really the undercurrent to every one of these songs.
That's the subtext.
Just keep it friendly, girl, because I don't want to leave.
Don't I'm going to blow a load in your weed. Baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, don't get hooked on me. I'll bang you on the futon and I'll set you free. Baby, don't get hooked on me.
Powerful warning.
Fuck you, Bradley Cooper. It's not that hard.
Tessa Bishop.
What?
For Jingle Bells.
Oh, no.
Can you sing it again?
I'll sing it with you.
Here
we go.
How do you know that song? Who taught you that song?
My daddy.
Our babysitter. Our babysitter taught her the song.
And Brian. For Isaac Hayes, Dan Hill mashup.
I would encourage you guys to tweet me. We'll do this periodically. A song that Isaac Hayes would never sing.
It's a little too tender for Isaac.
In a different way.
Also, when he talks about his feelings.
If I love you, and I choke on my reply.
What?
I'd rather hurt you honestly.
He's outraged.
Than mislead you with a lie.
No.
And who am I to judge you?
No.
And what you say or do? I'm only just beginning to see the real you.
Sometimes.
Sometimes when we touch.
Sometimes.
The honesty is too much.
What?
And I have to close my eyes and hide.
Yeah.
Till we both break down and cry.
No.
I wanna hold you till the fear in me subsides.
Strong contenders.
Wow.
Wow.
Now I'm worried that Tessa's gonna take it because, you know, sentimental crowd, you know.
I didn't know for her.
It's wonderful, but I mean, come on, man.
No Harvey girl.
Mac Davis and the Harvey girl and, what did we just hear?
Isaac.
Isaac. You know, Mac Davis was like, he was a singer, a songwriter, and he was an actor. He was like in North Dallas, played the quarterback in North Dallas 40. Yeah, that was Mac Davis. Right. Like, Mac had a like one of those Chris Christopherson kind of like careers where he's like wrote a bunch of songs for people and then sung a bunch of songs and then did a bunch of movies. Either proving that he's super talented or none of those things is really that difficult. I think it may be the difficult part. All right, what do you got, Dawson?
The winner. Posthumously,
oh,
which means very funny from the grave, Isaac Hayes.
Mm. Well done, Mr. Hayes.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Sometimes.
All right. Now, now we move on to rant number 6.
Our 6th nominee for rant of the year, school lunch debt.
Well, the Wyoming Valley West School District in Pennsylvania sent out hundreds of letters this week warning parents who had lunch debt that things get really bad really quickly if they don't square up those bills for their kids. The letter, which was reviewed by CNN, told parents that there have been, quote, multiple letters sent home with your child and that no payments have been made. It also said failure to provide children with food could result in parents being sent to dependency court, saying that, quote, if you are taken to dependency court, the result may be your children being removed from your home and placed in foster care.
Good.
About 1,000 letters were sent to parents. They're pissed. They're freaking
out.
Fuck
you, parents. Yeah. Feed your fucking kids.
Yeah.
Pieces of shit. And listen, Tyler Perry, I know you're listening. Don't fucking swoop in and settle the debt. Do not swoop in and make this right. Let those fucking shitty parents figure this shit out. This notion of free is good. These people should get free health care. They should have free college and they should have free meals. I'm not signed off on it. Not because there's anything wrong with college, meals, or health care. I'm not signed off on the concept of free. You are fucking people up. You tell me if it ever works. These parents have fucking kids. They don't pack lunches. The school, they send them to school. They rack up a bill, and I'm sure it's $1.29 a week or something worth of shit.
So
and these people are pissed off that they owe the fucking school board $41. Fuck you. That's what happens with free. It ruins people. Do we not know this? Good luck. We'll see how that fucking one works out. We'll see how it works. It doesn't. It can't. It shan't and it won't.
Wow.
Thank you, fucksticks. Again, the fucking lazy piece of shit, ne'er-do-well fucking parents who don't want to pay for their own kids and do whatever. By the way, I guarantee 3/4 of those fucking lazy pieces of shit have tattoos. Where'd you get the money for the tattoos? Where'd you get the time for the tattoo? What's an average tattoo on your arm? $300? How many fucking hard-boiled eggs and green apples could you buy? How many sacks of beans? How many sacks of rice? What could you buy with that $300 worth of fucking tat you got, you fucking bitches? Fuck you.
It's hard to argue that.
Inspired.
A fucking conversation with a hot blonde last night. She was like explaining about me and my male privilege, and
that
I was like,
"That was a mop."
And I think it was a hat rack with a mop leaning against it. And she was like, "You're male. Like you don't understand." I was like, "I know your story." And she's like, "What?" I was like, "When you were 19, you were at UCLA. When I was 19, I was picking up fucking garbage on a construction site. So don't fucking lecture me about my fucking privilege, please." Jesus Christ.
Didn't everybody you throw a drink in her face?
Yeah, we had a long conversation. We're like, we're friends, but don't fucking lecture me about my fucking whatever when you're on a campus at 19 and you're the fucking belle of the ball. Like, just knock it off. Just go do your own fucking thing. It's weird and it's sad, but free shit to people pisses them off and makes them agitated, and all they want is more, and they don't even know what's going on. They don't even know why they're agitated. They're just agitated. All right. Most uncomfortable moment is coming up. Everyone holds their breath for this. Oh, I don't know if anyone does. It always involves Brian, but we don't know.
Man.
It's one of the longest segments of the year.
Strap in.
All right. You got it, Dawson?
The nominees for most uncomfortable moment are Adam and Kaylin.
Kaylin was house sitting the days that we were in Maui. Thank God. Took care of Phil, picked us up, dropped us off from the airport. It's all good. But as we were pulling up about 1:15 in the morning last night, I had this thought. How long before I find something that lets me know Kaylin was here? I just thought, how long? Then I walked into the bedroom, my bedroom, master bedroom.
He's putting on that.
And there was a couple of towels that were sort of like balled up and weird sitting on top of my bureau. Like I have a chest of drawers. Okay. So on top of it was some unfamiliar towels in an unfamiliar position. And I went, where these towels came from. There's my chest of drawers there. And then I lifted them up and a bra came flying out. And I thought, I guess Kaylin was with his lady friend. But I thought, I didn't have to know that. But now I do. I have to know it because it's on top of my bureau. And it's her bra on top of my bureau.
Don't act like you're not a friend.
So I literally just took these towels that were like, they're balled up and they're on top of my chest of drawers. So I'm probably not going to miss them. They're in my bedroom right by my bed. But I'm like, I'll take these towels and I'll hang them out to dry or spread them out or whatever. And then a bra went airborne when I shook them out. And I went, I guess Kaylin was having sex in my bed with this gal who wears a Calvin Klein 34B. So I thought, well, that didn't take that long.
We are off to a great start this year.
I'm guessing you showed up with your lady friend.
She did come over.
She did come over. Yeah. Okay.
She could have just taken a shower.
I guess she took a shower.
With Kim.
Or a hot tub or what have you. But how's it work with the part where I find the bra as I walk into the house? Like, it could have been hanging from a lighting fixture. It's true.
Yeah.
Adam and Gabe.
Well, CNN reports.
Hold
that,
on, yeah. Gabe left.
What? Yeah, Gabe just pulled out.
He quit.
I don't know. Dylan tried to go and get him, and he gave Dylan the peace sign and just drove away.
Did he clean his office?
Yeah.
Did he clean out his office?
I feel like I was pretty mild mannered with him. I don't know. I don't know if that was
we've heard worse.
Too rough on the young boy. All right. Well, let's hope he doesn't come back. I'm not kidding. Why? What? By the way, if that gets him to leave, then I don't want him back. If the talk I had with him about playing video games in front of me in his messy office that I tell him to clean all the time, if that got him to leave, then that's good.
Adam and Chris.
Did we ever find somebody tweeted me chicken paprikash or something?
The last one I have was from February, and somebody tweeted.
Hold on. How does Twitter work? How do you and me and Twitter work? Like, I sit at my house, I see 8 tweets about chicken paprikash a day and a half ago, and then I say to Max Bennett, go on my Twitter and find that thing, and you're like, it doesn't exist. There was one from 4 months ago, and I'm like, no, yesterday or the day before. Like, people were tweeting me like, hey, I want to make this. I think it was Anna. But
Pacino, maybe.
I think so.
Maybe it was. I can text her.
I'm not blaming you.
I'm looking at anything
although
that was...
Although tonally...
I'm blaming you.
But the only reason I say this is because at some point we do find it. At some point I go out in the hall and I go, what the fuck's going on? I just got it yesterday. How come we don't want it? And then someone goes, oh, I got it. Or Gary goes from the other room, I got it.
I'll tell you my search method. Tell me if this is flawed. I searched it.
Just look at my... Go to my page and just look from like yesterday or the day before and you'll just see a picture of chicken paprika.
I just went to Anna's Twitter. It's right here.
Oh, that's hers.
Okay, so... All right.
Yeah, unfindable. But...
Was it tweeted to Adam?
It says chicken paprikash in the Instant Pot.
Can you see what I see on my Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay, so go to my Twitter. I don't get thousands a day. I get a few and go to yesterday.
But you're acting as if this was tweeted to you, so I was looking at everything that's
How do you act like someone tweeted toward you? Like your posture, your mannerisms? Like, look at Carole over there acting like he's being tweeted. I went to my Twitter and there's tweets about this. Okay. Can you go into my Twitter and see tweets about this? Or is that...
All right. Want me to just look at your timeline that you just...
I go to my Twitter from like yesterday and look for a tweet about chicken.
All right.
And then you'll see tweets about chicken.
Okay.
I don't know about checking my timeline or looking for buzzwords or actively tweeted at me. I don't know if they were tweeted at me. I feel like we go through this a lot. I say in a blanket statement, go to my Twitter, somebody tweeted this. And then we get into a lot of semantics about what happened. But we could just go to my Twitter and just look at it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Adam and Danny Trejo.
When you were in prison, did you do a shop class or continuation school? Or was there any kind of educational? Yeah.
Well, you know, there used to be. I mean, but they had different college courses. But people started on the streets. People started complaining that guys were going to prison, getting their what's the first one you get?
Their diploma. Their degree.
Diploma.
Free ride.
See, that's why do you say that? That's not good.
That's what I'm saying.
Free ride. You're in prison. That's not a free ride.
I'm making the voice of the person on the street. That's not me.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
You said that before, though.
That's the
and. Adam and Dylan.
Yeah. What's he upset about?
You're just a little hard on him for this whole office thing. And
What am I being hard? What is the hard part on me?
Well, he does. Okay,
thank you, Caitlin.
He does a lot of work for the show. He really pours his heart out, puts everything into the show. He doesn't organize his office.
He works hard for the show.
Yeah.
Okay, and you don't work hard, or Brian doesn't work hard, or I don't work hard, or everyone works hard.
Brian works.
Yeah. Okay, he works hard for the show.
Brian works.
Okay. What's that have to do with cleaning his office or not cleaning his office?
No, as far as just the morale here is just getting very low with all this office cleaning. It's worrying me too.
How should we resolve this office cleaning thing?
I called you that day. It's on me. I should be assigning it to people.
But didn't I tell Dylan to clean his office?
I don't know if you personally told Dylan to clean his office or not.
Okay, Dylan, is your morale low? Do you want to take some time off?
I'm confused because if you do think I'm as fucking lazy and atrophied and stupid as you think I am, then fire me.
Okay, would you like to be fired?
I would like to have a job here where my work is respected and people don't scream at me on air for a fucking radar cord that I didn't put on a shelf, but... Fire me if you think I'm this stupid.
Okay, well, let's take some time off. Why don't we do that? We'll figure out the rest. Self-esteem movement, man. Not a good thing. Anyone who thinks it's a good thing, check with some 28-year-olds and tell me how it's working for them.
I hope he's at the party tonight.
It's a real photo finish with this category.
Wow. All right.
It's an honor just not to be nominated.
Brian, this is the first time you were edged out.
My streak is broken.
Yeah, you can relax.
All right, Dawson, most uncomfortable moment.
Everybody saw it coming. The most uncomfortable moment of 2019 goes to Danny Trejo.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'll see that coming.
God, he did get heated.
Yeah.
He wasn't pleased. Adam's flippant joke about free education.
Yeah, how dare you.
All right. Let's see. Are we taking a break here, Max Spada? All right. Coming up, we have best drops, yeah. Best guest, winner of the best rant, all ahead right after this. Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly. Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Let's take a look back at the staff's Google search history for the past year.
Vegan Mexican food, San Fernando Valley. Asian serial killer cabins. Bill Gates shoes. How does Dennis Rodman make money? Kevin Hart jackfruit. Zuma Beach. Creamy French versus Thousand Island. Daniel Craig shirtless. Gay marriage longevity. Carmen Electra young video song. Do people eat cassowary? Jenkum. How much does Harvey Weinstein weigh? Sometimes when we touch. 1979, Bantams, Chatsworth Chiefs, College of the Canyons. Kurt Russell's eye patch. Aloha, Bobby and Rose. Robert Kraft oral. Vampire facial. Jungle Roses Dangerfield. Which states have upskirt laws? 85-year-old man abortion. Mark Spitz Speedo. Pea protein isolate. Shroud of Turin. 2019 Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Take off that brassiere, my dear.
That's 2019. On to 2020 with the Adam Carolla Show.
There we go. Heading into the home stretch. Many things. We're going to crown some winners up here. We got the drops coming up. We got the song of the year. We got best rant. We have all of that ahead. First, Zorro, Zorro.com. Find everything for business, any size, and almost any industry. Tools, equipment, safety, office, cleaning supplies, and more. Tons of stuff. For electrical, plumbing, contracting, manufacturing, and more. You can do it for your home. You can do it for your business, medium, or small, large, whatever. Zorro. Brands you know and trust. Stanley, 3M. I used some 3M double stick tape today. Milwaukee and Rubbermaid, just to name a few. Amazing customer service for real, or I should say from real people in the U.S. So fast and free shipping on orders of $50 or more. And again, you pick up the phone, you call these guys. Somebody speaks good English and lives here in the United States. Visit Zorro.com/Adam. Sign up for the Z-mail today. Get 15% off your first order. That's ZORO.com/Adam.
Our fifth nominee for Song of the Year, Kaylin's Beds Are Burning.
Out at the boss's home was Kaylin and his girlfriend, watching the house and walking Philly while Ace Man was in Hawaii. When Ace came home, he found a bra was not Lynette's on his chest of drawers, wrapped in a towel, a 34B cup. It belonged to her, Kaylin's girlfriend. While Ace was with Howie Mandel hanging, Kaylin was in Adam's bed and banging. While Adam was out catamaraning, Kaylin was in his bed, girlfriend slamming. A bra was found, was not Lynette's. Kaylin poured his girl in the boss's bed.
Ah, wow. Such a hit.
Another That's baby.
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
B cup, or as Gina Grad knows it, shot glass.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. All right. Because I'll have a nice stein of what Gina's serving up.
And wait, right. Why did you just drag your hand across my cheek when you said that?
Yes. You know, we could have been something.
Mm.
Sometimes so jokes don't work.
So beautiful.
The winner.
All right,
Dolph. Oh, yeah.
Oh, please.
Of Song of the Year. So many great submissions this year.
In my dumps, the size of manatees.
It goes to Fuck You, Rich Banks.
Fuck You, Rich Banks.
We earned it.
Mike Lynch.
We are
Gina Grad. Gary Smith.
We are
Chris Loxmana. Kaylin Bean.
About, so go
Walt Bryan. And Mike Dawson.
Just be one.
Gina Range, man.
Oh, thank you.
Great chops.
The only one who could actually sing.
We have two dudes in the front bands here.
You guys sounded good, but it does make you ironically appreciate Rich Banks. It's like, he can sing.
Yeah.
All right. So now, Brian.
The big award.
For him to shine.
The big award.
Best drop by staff. Brian's going to pick the winner.
The nominees for best drop by a staffer are Jap Flaps,
# Free Bill Cosby, to the degree that I do understand, I don't care. I have sucked a dick. I don't know how to put this lightly, but who cares?
And the winner, the best drop by a staffer.
Jap Flaps.
Yeah, well deserved.
We got some mileage out of that, sort of, pardon the pun.
I'll gladly take that.
The best one they left out of Chris.
We have now best drop by Gina.
Oh, Christ.
The nominees for Best Drop by Gina are...
Meth, I'm on it. She's been around, but she's young and clean!
Kiss.
Come get it in blood, bitch made ass little boy. I'm out there with a broke hand. Don't get smoked, fuck ass cracker. I was supposed to go Christmas shopping with my family, but I'm home tending to my tender butthole. There's been 1,000 dicks in me.
And the winner.
Oh.
I mean, a plethora.
They're all winners.
So good. Best drop by Gina is...
There's been 1,000 dicks in me. Thank you.
Strong.
Strong.
Andy, that's not true.
The butthole one is the best, though, in a way, because there's a moment in which you can tell you're like, shit, this is going
to
be a drop.
Yeah. I was trying to imitate Josh Brolin. I gave you so many gifts this year, Brian.
Woot didn't even make the podium.
Wow. Yeah.
Now we move to Best Drop by moi, Adam Carolla.
The nominees for Best Drop by Adam are:
I'm gay, but I'd like to be gayer. Come here, you little homo. When I see something I like, I take it. Mi amo es Paco. I'm like mayor of Douche Island.
And the winner.
Yeah, my hits.
Best drop by Adam.
When I see something I like, I take it.
Such a Lothario.
A weird whisper. It was a weird whisper at the end that put it over the top.
Yes, it was.
The drop in octave.
All right, now we have a guest. Oh, sorry.
This is just drop of the year.
This is just drop of the year.
Best in show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The nominees for drop of the year are
100% bullshit.
Hey, Mike, he's talking about you, you fuck ass.
I just got my ass destroyed today.
I got my own shit.
Sometimes jokes don't work.
Wow, man, this is tough.
This is a strong
The mic fuck ass is good, but the jokes don't work has legs.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, that could work well beyond all our... We could all pass on, and that could still work.
That's true, but how many mics are in this studio?
That's true.
I mean, Brian got some mileage out of that.
I'd have to look back over the years of Ace Awards and, like, look at the nominees. I have them all, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, this might be the best crop of five.
Oh, yeah.
This is good.
Yeah, it's tough.
The winner is of Drop of the Year...
Hey, Mike, he's talking about you, you fuck ass.
I don't remember who that was.
That Logan
was
Paul.
Logan Paul.
It was Logan Paul. That's right.
Talking about his buddy.
Jokes don't work. It's a great drop, and I will use that.
Good, yeah. You will use that. Yeah. All right. So that wasn't Neil deGrasse Tyson. That was Logan Paul?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
They're very...
We can double check
confused.
That. We can double check that.
I'm
not
going to
say I'm right, but just check.
Yeah.
Just check. All right. We have a guest of the year coming up now.
The nominees for best guest are AJ Benza.
My dog 10 years ago died on the airplane, which is the worst.
God.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't need an emotional dog, but we're taking a dog to New York. And to go see your vet and act like you concocted this big story. I flew on 9/11. You have no idea. You take that flight all the time. It could have been me. Whatever the fuck.
What, how
your dog
big is
died
the dog?
In
10-pound Japanese chin. No, my dog died on a plane from L.A. to New York about an hour and a half into the flight.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to feed him for a little piece of ham, and he's stiff as a board. It was the worst. Next 3.5 hours were horrifying. They put him in a hole. There's a hole in the fuselage in the back of the plane that kind of keeps something cold if something dies.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you something. When dogs expire or pets expire, they release a lot of gas that you can't believe.
I mean, it's not funny.
People are looking at me. I'm like, it ain't me. You know, right. I'm crying.
It's my dead dog right here.
I'm a mess.
So AJ has a fake service dog.
Well, yeah. At least it's a dog. It's not a chicken or a pig. The people, things people take on planes now.
You think
now.
It would be very triggering for you to bring another dog on a plane?
You know, I haven't taken a pet since my other dog died, so this could be a very emotional trip for Gina. We'll see.
We hate the people who take dogs on planes,
sorry.
AJ.
I want my dog to see my sister's house before she sells it. It's a big thing.
Oh, wow.
There's going to be 12 dogs there. Worse. We're all taking our pets.
It's 12 gonna be dogs.
Yes. My sister has 7. I have 1. My nephews have 5, 4 between them. So we're all taking the dogs there for the last weekend in Long Island.
Wolfstock.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a dog stop.
This is the beginning of a chick flick.
It's very gay. It's very gay. I know it's gay.
So the dog expires on the plane.
It's terrible. Yeah.
Now, the gas part adds a wrinkle because I feel like I would just slide that thing under the seat.
No, it was under the seat. It was under the seat. It doesn't matter.
Why did you say anything? Like, I just
feel like, first of all, the amount of gas, it was like 10 drunks at the bar.
Oh my God.
You know, Jimmy had canned clams and cabbage, whatever he ate. It was that kind of smell. You couldn't get away from it. And I'm crying, and then they came back. What's wrong? I said, my dog died. They put it in a hole in the plane in the back, and you know we took it to the vet. When we got home, it had an enlarged heart, and no idea. 10-year-old dog, great little Yorkie. I love my little boy. Died, dead, done.
Done. Dana Gould.
I'd like to play the role of a Huell's segment producer over at
I feel that was
NPR.
Was that too tight? Should I open that one up?
Yeah, Huell, we have some new management here, and I know you like to play things kind of fast and loose and shoot from the hip, but what I'm going to need is a shooting schedule, a breakdown. What I'm saying is I saw what you did at the Baghdad Cafe. You walked
more
in.
More of that.
We're
in the middle of the desert, and there was a road sign with a 1 and a 5 on it. That's 2 hours. I need 2 hours.
Well, look, The Godfather was less than 2 hours, as I recall, right around there. That had characters, that had plot, that had Marlon Brando, that had movement, that had pace, Star Wars, these things. You can't take empty highway and fill it with 2 hours of rocks and gravel and scorched desert and chaparral. I gotta tighten this up. My background is MTV Sports.
I understand, we're on the same page. Because you're talking about The Godfather, and I got coming up 3.5 hours with a woman who found a pine cone that from a certain angle looks like James Caan.
Joe,
and that's a tight 3.5.
Yeah, but so you're kind of illustrating what I'm saying here, which is we can debate whether the pine cone should ever even air, but I'm saying that is a 90-second hit max. 3.5 hours.
Well, it's like an onion. There's just levels.
Uh-huh.
He was in Rollerball.
James Caan.
Have you ever gone to roller rinks?
I've seen it. I'm familiar with Skinny Minnie Miller.
There's a roller rink in Glendale, California that I just did a remote exactly 500 feet from it.
Well, okay. But see, Huell, this is what I'm talking about. I've watched the tapes.
It's a very precise distance.
I have a chalk outline around that.
Is that like a restraining order or something?
We don't need to get into the sticky fingers of a meddling bureaucracy.
Okay.
Chris DiStefano.
Your mom was in the second tower?
Yes. When that happened. So I knew, I'd been to her office before. She was like the 65th floor of the second tower that was hit on 9/11. But when, that happened, I went to an all-boy Catholic high school in Queens, and we could see the World Trade Center from the class that I was in. We could see it from most of the classes. So we just saw the buildings on fire.
Wow.
And then a teacher came in, and he was like, hey, boys, the city's... city's under attack. Those buildings, I bet you, I guess this is before it happened. He's like, those buildings are on fire. So whoever, if you guys have loved ones there, go call them now, because he kept saying there's a preposterous chance, there's an astronomical chance that people, everybody in those buildings are dead. I was like, well, great. My mother works in the second one. And then he didn't care. He was like, well, go call her. And then the line was busy. The line was busy the whole time. So I started to cry. Because, you know, I thought my mom was dead. And I was 17.
You don't have to explain why you were crying.
Well, but honestly, yeah, I was also on steroids. You know, I was 17 years old. I was having emotional. I was taking Winstrol.
It all adds up. We believe
yeah.
you.
So this kid, you know, was, like I said, all-boy Catholic school. So this kid started, Frank, started to laugh at me.
Frank.
Yeah, so I broke a chair over his head. Because, like, you know, I just, I was so emotional. Like, I'm not that kind of guy, you know, but I just, bang, hit him. And I got thrown out of school. That was Tuesday. And then I didn't. And then my mom was. By the way, I thought my mom was dead the whole time until I got home. I finally got home, and my mom opened the door. And I genuinely thought at that moment I thought she was a ghost. Like in my body, I was like, she's a ghost because I hadn't heard from her. I was like, then the towers fell down. So then I was like, she's definitely
nobody
dead.
Could
what time?
That.
What time of day was it when you saw her with your own eyes?
With my own eyes, that must have been about 4 p.m. because she had to walk over the Brooklyn Bridge. Everybody had to walk home over the Brooklyn Bridge. So when I saw her, I was like, oh my God. And she had blood all over her legs. And I was like, then I got like irate. Then it was like, I'm joining the army. Like I went, and she was like, no, honey, I fell off the bus in Brooklyn. And I was like, what? You just escaped 9/11. You fell off the bus? And she was like, I slipped off the bus. And then so it was like this moment. But then I didn't tell her that I got thrown out of school 3 hours before that because I put somebody in a coma. So I just... I went Wednesday. We had off.
There's a time and a place for that.
There's a time.
We had Wednesday off. Right?
Wednesday, all New York City schools were closed. Thursday, I just like Larry David just walked back into school. I was like, they forgot. It was a national tragedy.
Yeah.
Come on, they forgot. And as soon as I get there, the principal's like, DiStefano, home. You're out. You're out. So I had no choice.
There's no leeway on that.
Well, that's
like
the thing.
A different time.
We need like a scent of a woman style hearing with the whole school there.
Yeah. So I call my father, who's like an old school, like, you know, kind of like Brooklyn Bronx guy. You know, he was one of the, I think he was like a bookie. I think that's what he did. You know, I don't know. He never like had like
you
a
think.
Real job.
Yeah.
He was always like a cash kind of guy. That's just like the guys that, you know, I grew up around. So my dad, I called him and I was like, Dad, look, I'm sorry. You know, I got thrown out of school. I hit somebody in the head with a chair. And my dad was like, well, you didn't get thrown out of school yet. And I'm like, well, I did. He's like, I'm going to come down there. I'm going to negotiate. And I was like, you don't have to, Dad. Like, I'm expelled. It's I was in the wrong. He goes, nah, there's no evidence. And I swear to God. So we comes down to the principal's office. I'll never forget this. He was wearing like a New York Yankees batting practice jacket, sweatpants. He had a cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. He was wearing his huge chain. He has like the bit, like one of those like Jesus, Jesus's actual height and weight and gold chain. So he walks into the principal's office. And like, you know, keep in mind, I mean, it's, you know, you have to have a meeting with the principal. There's a secretary. There's a whole system. My dad just ignores all that. He goes, which room is it? And I was like, oh, it's that room. So the secretary's like, oh, sir, can I help you? Just ignores, walks in. The principal, I'm seeing this like from behind my dad. The principal was on the phone. And my dad goes, hey, can I talk to you? And doesn't introduce himself, nothing. And the principal's like, excuse me? He goes, yeah, I'm Chris's dad. I need to talk to you. And the principal's like, well, I'm on the phone, sir. You'll have to wait outside. And my dad just hangs up the phone.
Oh,
wow.
It was like, ultimate power
he
mode.
Just hangs up the phone. He goes, look at that. Now you're not on the phone.
Look at that.
Look at that.
James Brolin.
I was going through the chicane, and it was just after dark, which is the toughest time on a track.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see. You can't judge well. And suddenly... In the dust, I see this, what looks like a hog. I mean, a 400-pound hog. And it was a pet that somebody had brought. Because, you know, the whole center of the track is loaded with motorhomes and drunks.
Right.
Well, they brought their pet hog, right? And the hog
Florida.
Got loose.
Yeah.
And it's running across the track at the chicanes. And I go, this mother is going to scoop right up this Porsche hood and right through the windshield and take my head off.
Yeah.
Unless I get this thing sideways.
It's a
so
very
I
long,
hit the brakes,
yeah.
And I did what I did. And guess what? It caught the front of the left tire and ripped the A-arm and the tire completely off.
The 924 Porsche he's driving is low with a long
Wasn't
front
it a V8?
Hood. No.
No?
No.
It was a 6.
No. Huh? It's a 4.
Really?
With a turbo.
I don't remember that, but it was
we'll
a
look
fast
it up.
Little car.
I didn't drive it.
Don't remember.
But I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'll remember 4. It was a turbocharged 4. But people, don't get mired in 6 or 4 or 8 in race car trim, because they have F1 cars with 4 cylinders with 800 horsepower. Mm. It's all how they put the turbo on it. But it's a long, low front hood. It's like a wedge. So if it hit a pig, the pig's coming right through the windshield.
And that decision had to be made in how many milliseconds?
Oh, milliseconds. And I was I was just amazed that tire and A-arm just passed me like nothing. And then the truck drivers later brought this cooked hog in the morning to me and said there wasn't they found him in a ditch, rolled over, and there wasn't a mark on his skin. That's why they make footballs out of these bastards.
Chris Kattan.
I love Saturday Night Live. I've always loved Saturday Night Live, except for when DJ Khaled performed. But
another one. That guy, he orders food. Another one.
Yeah.
Can I get you a coffee? Another one.
You like some ranch with those fries?
Another one.
Okay. Normally, we don't put the chili and the ranch on top of the fries.
No, another one.
Okay. Would you like a steak cut fry, a curly fry, or just a traditional fry?
Just another one.
Okay. Would you like us to dump the ranch into your mouth and then push the fries into your mouth?
Let me think about it. Another one.
Okay. Now, we don't have bundt cake for breakfast, and we cannot put the eggs inside of the hole of the funnel cake. We don't normally do that, but I think we might have one left.
Yeah, just another one.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for setting me up for that. Yeah. That was really good.
And we're at the Morongo Casino.
Oh, no.
All right. We got a seven pack shoe over
seven
here.
Deck shoe.
All right. So, Mr. Khaled, you got a 9. You flipped over a face card. You have 19. I got a 3 showing. So I guess you're good. You're gonna stand on that?
Another one.
Okay. I'm not here to. You have 19. I got a 3 showing, so I'm probably going to flip a face card and then probably bust. Are you sure you want to hit?
Another one. Oh, I'm going back to Cali.
Going back to Cali.
Strong
I'm
category.
I'm trying to think of that James Brolin story. Was Max Pat and you'll know Dawson. Was he talking about Sebring or Daytona? Probably Sebring. Must have been talking about Sebring.
Where's the chicane?
Well, there's a chicane like...
That's a part of a racetrack.
They not all racetracks, but they'll put them in. Mm-hmm. Like the Mulsanne straight at Le Mans was like 3.7 miles and long, and guys would be going 245 miles an hour when they got to the end, and people are dying. So they put a little wrinkle in the middle of it to kind of slow you down a little bit. It's like a little speed bump for racetracks. Like, all right, there's a chicane, and we can't go 250 miles an hour and die in the middle of the night. So there is a chicane at Le Mans, and Le Mans does have like a bunch of people showing up and camping in the middle, but...
It was Sebring. Yeah.
Because Sebring probably has one, too. And Sebring's Florida, and it's a little more trashy.
Uh-huh. Panhandle.
Right, so I had to correct him on the number of cylinders. It's 924.
Good place where they'd have a pig out in the infield.
Yeah. All right, Dawson. Sorry, go ahead.
The winner of the 2019 Ace Awards for Guest of the Year is... AJ Benza.
Oh, yeah.
Well deserved. Wow.
That guy's awesome.
He always brings it.
All right, now when we wrap up in 8 minutes, we're going to go to the other shop, and you shall see the Porsche that won Sebring outright.
Eight cylinders?
6. Won Daytona outright as well, and won its class at Le Mans, but not outright. Came in 2nd at Le Mans. So always appreciate. All right, our last number 7, rant of the year.
Our 7th nominee for Rant of the Year, Little Miss Sunshine.
This is when we jump the fucking shark. Blame this fucking movie. I'll tell you why. Greg Kinnear is a fucking dad in a very good and traditional way. All he's doing is like working, and all he's doing is talking about like, hey, don't eat ice cream for breakfast. You're going to do Little Miss Sunshine. It's unhealthy for you. He is the hero of this story. The producers and the director made him into the goat of the story. He's the dad. There's something wrong with him because he's trying to like hustle up work and he's trying to keep his family together, whatever. You got the brother, the gay brother, who tried to slit his wrists. And they're like sitting around the dinner table. And it's just, she's like, what happened to your wrists, Uncle Rob? And he's like, well, when I was done blowing my boyfriend, I decided. And Greg Kinnear's going, I don't think that's acceptable. And I was like, why is it acceptable? Let her know. She should know the truth. Fuck you. She's fucking nine. She doesn't need to know about this guy killing himself because a gay partner left him for an author. That's number one. Number two, she's going to a beauty contest. She does need to know about nutrition. She ordered fucking ice cream and pancakes for breakfast, and the fucking sane guy, the same sane guy, thought it would be a bad idea to talk about suicide at the dinner table when they're back in Arizona, also think it's a good idea to talk about eggs and a more nutritious breakfast. And yes, especially and ironically, when you're on the way to a beauty contest. The other hero in the movie is the fucking junkie sex offender fucking grandpa, who is a fucking junkie, the most inappropriate fucking grandpa in the world. Like, he's in the next room doing a couple of rails. He was thrown out of Shady Acres for being sexually inappropriate with other members of Shady Acres. And now he's been thrown out of multiple old age homes for getting handsy with women in the fucking home. He's a junkie who's a sexual predator, and he's the second hero who teaches his daughter to his granddaughter to dance like a fucking whore, and he's the fucking hero. And then the gay guy tried to kill himself. He's the second in the line of hero. And the fucking one sane normal guy in the fucking movie, Greg Kinnear, the dad, he's the villain. He's the Dumbo. He's the buffoon. He's the clod. Now, where are we now in society? We're short on the Kinnears. We got plenty of junkies running around. And this movie caused it all. It got it completely backwards. The chick couldn't dance for shit. She has no talent. That's the other thing. Like, the other chick comes out, she plays a concerto on a Steinway. And the other chick comes out, she's spinning baton and doing the splits. All stuff you have to practice for. All stuff you have to dedicate time to. And then this bitch comes out, shakes her ass like she's fucking drunk, stumbling out of a fucking bar. And we're all supposed to start applauding the chick who's put no effort, no time, and has no skill level into her fucking act. This movie's 100% backwards. And it marked the fucking of our society. We jumped the shark with this fucking movie. Jesus goddamn Christ. And everyone was like applauding. Like, oh, she's. No. She has no talent. And what about the other fucking girls who worked their ass off for the competition? And why, by the way, why bother practicing anything? Why pick up the baton? Why pick up a guitar? Why pick up a cello? It doesn't matter anymore. Why learn to play the harp? You just get out there and stagger around in some sort of a flop dance. And then everyone will just start slowly, like, start to slow clap for you. Fuck that. But of course the Academy's like, ah! We love it. We love it. We love it. Fuck this. Listen, I know people do that. They do stuff with me all the time. They go, do your bit on dear. I'm fucking dead serious. Yeah. I'm not doing a bit on anything. We're fucked. We're fucked as a society because of this movie. This movie represents what we've done. We've fucking gone from Greg Kinnear to the fucking cousin or that stupid, as Gina brought up, make the clip. The fucking brother took the vow of silence because he wanted to be the fighter jock. We fucking jumped the shark. That's where we're at. We are fucked with those guys. With the guy who tried to commit suicide, with the cool mom, with the vow of silence guy, our society's destroyed with those guys. There is no more society with those guys. By the way, those guys don't do shit.
A harbinger.
They don't do anything. They fucking sit around and they comment on how they don't like other people's bridge building and war waging and fucking skyscraper building. They sit back and they comment on things. They don't do jack fucking shit. Those pussies don't do shit. They write about other people and how they don't like what they do.
The tweet.
But they don't fucking do anything. We don't want that. We don't want that. Mm-hmm. We want to celebrate the people who do things and not the fucking snarky douches who comment on how they don't like what the other people do. And that's where we're at. So listen, asswipes, if that's the society you want, we're there. You'll have it.
You got it.
Good fucking luck with your next Golden Gate Bridge. Good fucking luck with your next World War. Good fucking luck to you pussies. Good luck. Nobody's going to be there to build it or fight it or do it. Good fucking luck. All right.
Dawson, you submitting that as rant 8?
It's my super positive outgoing message of the year, but Jesus fucking Christ. I never thought we'd get to this point. That movie represents everything that's wrong with our fucking society. That's right. Light a fucking candle and blow it out with a fart, because we're fucking done, people. It's insane. There's fucking dudes who do shit and those who fucking sit there and fucking snarkily comment on them, and that's what this whole world is turning into. And somehow they're the fucking heroes? The people that talk about shit are the heroes? People that fucking do shit are the heroes. What's the last time these guys did anything? Or when's the last time these guys did anything? What do they build? What do they make? What do they manufacture? All they do is they fucking fold their arms and like, oh, you big whatever, pharmaceutical, auto, whatever. Oh, your carbon footprint. Like, oh, yeah. Okay, commenters, you fucking do something. I got to get my fucking car and I got to drive home. Well, I actually have someone else drive me because I'm a little buzzed. But the point is this. Who's putting the fuel in the tank? Who's manufacturing the car? Who's making the fucking... Who's smelting the steel?
Robots.
How do we get it? How do we get here, pussies? Or we should just all just fold our arms. Yeah. How'd you get that fucking iPhone 10? Who made that shit? Yeah. Who invented that shit? Who melted down the metals? Who cast the shit? Who designed the shit? Who did that? You just want to fucking snarkily go away on your laptop, your phone, your computer, your fucking electric car, back to your fucking condo. Who built the fucking condo you live in? Who built the fucking roads? Who built all this shit, you fucking pussies? Shut up for 2020. Just shut your fucking face and get the fuck to work. And don't fucking critique those who do work. Because these people are fucking working. Like, you sit around like, oh, these guys, oh, they're, oh, the fuel that they burn and the jet. Yeah, okay, magic fucking wand, fucking pixies. You get us a magic wand. You fucking fix everything. You fuel everything. You create everything. You build everything. Give me your fucking magic wand, you fucking hypocrite pussies. What are we going to do? Yes, we do have to burn calories. We do. We put carbon into the atmosphere because we're making steel for the condo you live in and steel for the car you drive. How would you like to do this? Would you like to live on the dirt? Or you explain to us your special fucking talent for creating things that doesn't involve any burning of fossil fuels or burning of anything. Just you tell.
All ears.
Get your magic wand out and make it for us, you fucking hypocrite pussies. Or shut the fuck up. Because we're tired of fucking listening, you assholes. I want to hear another one of you fucking assholes in 2020 explain to me what's problematic to you. 26-year-old fucking pussy doesn't know shit about anything. Has never fucking worked a day in your life. You tell me all about you. What's fucking problematic to you? Shut up. We have a fucking country to run. Get the fuck out of the way. Let the fucking adults run it. And you shut up. All right. So everyone enjoy their new
year. What I'm trying to say is Merry Christmas.
Jesus fucking Christ. Look, you can complain all the fuck you want about what we're doing or what they're doing or what he's doing or what she's doing. Mm-hmm. You must come up with an alternative plan that works. If you don't, then shut up. You can talk all you want about burning fossil fuels and cars and automobiles and roads and vulcanized rubber and whatever. Good. Come up with some. Go invent something that works better or shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear any more of it in 2020. Thank you, Dawson.
Christy, did Tessa get all that?
First of all, amen and God bless America.
Thank you.
The winner for the 2019 ACE Awards for Rant of the Year is Gillette and Toxic Masculinity.
Yeah. Boys wrestling. Ugh.
Kind of dovetails into what you were just talking about.
What the fuck is 5-year-old boys wrestling on a lawn? What is negative about that? Unless you're a chick or a dude who thinks like a chick. A dude who thinks like a chick. That's where we're at now. All right. Let's see.
I'm going to jump in really quick. And in that rant, Adam, you said, it don't, it won't, it can't, and it shan't.
<Did I? laughs> I want to thank all the people that make this show possible. You got your Dawsons out there, your Mike Lynch's, your Kalins, your Garys, your Matt Fondaliers, your Emmys, your Gabes, your Jorges. We call him George. Mike August and Chris Maxipata. Dr. Drew thinks that's his real name.
Hey, Mike, he's talking about you, you fuck ass.
We got Gina, and we got Brian with a Y. Right. Why? We got Super.
You can't spell
Jim.
Anyway. What do you care?
That's a good point. Super, you're fucking lucky Cranston does his with a Y, boy. That saved your ass.
Saved my ass.
Oh, man. It would be a whole different life for you. Super fan Giovanni, Dick Banks as well. Charles is over there eating barbecue. We'll thank him as well. Here we go. Into, I never know how to word this, but passing year 11 coming up in February, all because of you guys, because of the people that are listening. Who knew this like fake job can turn into a real job and
crazy
create a family, and while the families are creating families, it's wonderful. I should give Gina and Bald Brian a moment or two to say what they think at the end of the year, because it would be unfair of me just to sort of steamroll over you.
I wish I would have prepared
something. All right,
something.
We're good. All right, Gina, how about you?
I've said this multiple times to multiple people that I cannot believe in February I will be here 5 years, and I still feel like the new kid every day.
Feels like a lot longer.
Thank you.
It does.
I still feel like I'm new, and I'm excited, and I want it to be good, and I want to prove myself, and I'm just happy to be here. So thanks for letting me be here. I love it.
Gina, I love people with low self-esteem.
Oh, well,
I do.
You got your girl.
Everyone always fucking talks about high self-esteem. I fucking hate those douchebags. I like low self-esteem.
Sure.
And you,
can do.
My dear, you got a heap in help on low self-esteem. And that's, we'll always be friends, and we'll never have a fucking crossword or an argument. It will always be that. I love that. Brian.
On the other hand,
smugly preening.
Off the top of my head, this says, I think this has been one of the best years of my life with 10 years since diagnosis, 10-year anniversary of Laughs at Bald Brian, Laughs for Bald Brian that we're doing Laughs with, raising tons of money. And it's been, you guys, Adam, Gina, everyone under this roof, and everyone listening has been the biggest part of it, you know, aside from obviously Christy and Tessa, but like it's the engine that's driven, you know, probably what has been my best year. So thanks, you guys.
Well, thank you. And thank you, listeners.
Indeed.
And you can go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows, and Chassis for all the VODs and DVDs and anything that ends in a D. And, let's see. Laughs with Bald Brian, as we just discussed, available.
Coming up on 150K.
All the money is going to damn cancer?
Stupid cancer.
Sorry. You get like 2.5 hours of comedy for under $5, and you can sign up for our Carolla newsletter, and you can also check out my new book, or at least you can pre-order it at Barnes & Noble and Amazon, amcarolla.com. I'm your emotional support animal. You can and give some love to Mike Lynch, who worked really hard on that book as well.
Indeed.
And on the Ace Awards.
Yeah.
And until next time, which is 2020, this is Adam Carolla for Gina Grant and Bald Brian. Say it. Mahalo.
Thank you for joining us for this year's Ace Awards. Share it with a friend and show them what they missed in 2019, and get them listening in 2020. Produced by Mike Dawson and Mike Lynch. Co-producers Chris Loxamana, Gary Smith, Kalen Bean, Emmy Fuentes, and Gabe Maldonado. Special thanks to archivist, superfan, Giovanni. Orchestra and score for the Ace Awards, thanks to Extreme Music. Recorded using Rode microphones and edited on Avid Pro Tools and Adobe Audition. Catering by Chick-fil-A, unless you're Jay Leno. Hotel accommodations by Kalen's Airbnb.
putting the B cup in B&B. Come for the bed, leave the bra. Travel to the Ace Awards furnished by a car with an open trunk, with Mike August's bag flying out of it. No animals were hurt in the production of the Ace Awards, unless you count Phil being kicked in the ribs by Olga.
Hey, Mike, he's talking about you, you fuckass.
The Ace Awards.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly. Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Ludo TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easy. It's completely legal. And it's the best way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Not sure what you're waiting for. You can be rolling in a matter of moments. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone and Roku and Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, and anywhere else you stream. And also, don't forget about my channel, Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, Chassis Channel. Number 501. It is the best. It is Pluto TV.